My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I thought this was episode 72.
Did I say the wrong one? I'm going to redo
so,
that.
So, Eric Bailey from the... Damn it. Bailey from the past.
Here we go. Welcome to episode 72 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I'm still frozen, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am the one who brought the Arctic Blast.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and it's my birthday this weekend.
Hey!
Our birthdays are really close to each other, Jason. Yeah. I don't remember them. I don't remember them being this close. My memory is bad.
Neither do I. When's yours?
The 28th.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Happy... I will gift you guys Steam games. How about that?
Yes, that'd be perfect. Sweet. I like Steam games. I'm down to only like one or two that I haven't played, like on my Steam collection.
Oh, cool.
Like I can knock that out sometime this week. Let's try it.
Down to 40.
That's not. That's,
well, see, that's gonna be
knowing
the,
how.
Be the
I mean,
part.
Percentage-wise, we're similar.
Yeah, percentage-wise.
Right. Yeah. That, see, that'll be the hard part with Jason. It's his entire.
I just keep buying bundles
of video games. Consists.
Oh, the bundles.
Jason's backlog.
Jason's backlog. It could be a documentary devoted to your Steam backlog.
I single-handedly provide Gabe Newell's salary.
Wow.
You would need a backhoe to dig out your backlog.
Yeah, I don't know who this Richard Nixon guy is, but he's great.
I guess that's only you. Ex-presidents can afford so many games.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more Richard Nixon plus Steam jokes.
He wasn't a crook, so he purchased his games.
He's not a crook at all. He purchased his games legitimately through Valve's online delivery service.
His favorite games to play are Vietnam themed.
Team Fortress 2, more like Viet Cong Fortress.
And those weird sniper games like Silent Scope. Gerald Ford.
Watergate.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened.
Tapes.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
What games have you guys been playing? Steam or otherwise.
Aladdin.
Really?
For
the Genesis?
No, for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Yeah! I think the second one is a little bit better, but...
It probably is. But no, it was good.
Don't tell anyone I said that.
So, I won't. There's Aladdin-y. I threw some apples. I ran out of apples because I didn't realize off the bat that he had a limited amount. So it's just like, yeah, I'm just throwing these apples.
And then you're like, where's the sword?
Where's my apples?
How did I have so many in the first place? Why is the amount of apples I have so darn arbitrary?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's to say?
And it's usually like a weird number. It's like 22.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not like 5 or 10. It's always this weird number.
Can you imagine carrying around 22 apples in your clothing, using them as your projectile weapons? Oh, I'm down to 17.
Well, you'd think that, you know, back in that time, they had some other means of... They were more... capable of doing things like that than we are today.
Yeah, but you know what I would grab in that there would be a good supply of around me that would be a better weapon than apples?
Video games?
Rocks.
Oh, rocks.
Like, just friggin' rocks. Like, why not just like carry around like 50 rocks? Like, rocks hurt.
Apples are lighter.
Ooh,
and they float, making you able to swim. Easier.
And when you throw them at people, you can say an apple a day, something with a doctor away. Yeah. Apple a day.
I'm just glad we actually made an apples versus rocks debate interesting. Hardcore Aladdin weaponry debate.
Well, what are you going to say when you throw a rock at somebody? Because you got to have a saying. You can't just.
You got rocked! I'm stoning you! I don't know. Die.
That's awful.
If you're throwing an
Here,
apple, you
this.
Could yell
it's really
like,
heavy.
I hope this hurts you to the core.
That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
You get a medium speed clap for that one.
Thank you.
Just a medium speed clap.
Not a slow clap.
It was, that was a joke.
This was clever.
It was one of those.
Yeah. Supremely amazing. So it was good.
It was just one of those.
Yeah.
So I'm still playing Zelda 2.
Excellent.
Adventures of Link. I am. Let's see, where did I make it today? I haven't been able to play video games very much lately, which is kind of upsetting.
That is.
Because of work and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I do get to play, it's like I'm at that point in the game where I get super frustrated because I keep dying inconspicuously. Like, I'll be running through just like one of the pitfalls or, you know, the action scenes as they're called, and I'll kill this little Octorok, and then a bubble will come up and hit me, and I will fall down the pitfall and I will die.
Of course, yeah.
And one of the things that I'd forgotten about the game is when you get the boots are only used to get to what they call the Ocean Palace, which is in the middle of the ocean. Imagine that, right? But the boots allow you to walk on water, but only in this very particular spot. You can't just randomly walk on water anywhere else. It's only in this very specific spot. And I'm at the point now where it's like, how far can I go without losing all of my lives? So, like, I'll battle as hard as I can to get the item, and then I'll die, and then I'll go back. Well, I don't have to get the item anymore because it's kind of out of the way. So now I can head towards the boss. Well, I die getting there, but I still have my keys, so now I can kind of... It's a lot quicker for me to just shoot through without having to search for it. It's starting to wear on me. Game's really starting to wear on me.
Zelda 2 can do that. I know I've said that I started playing it again a few weeks ago, but I remember why I never finished it. It's just like, wow, this is grueling. Still a good game,
that's
don't get me wrong. But...
That's the thing. Like, I've finished it once, and I cheated the entire time. Like, I game genie through, you know, because I was just like, yeah. I tried to get as far as I could, and I think I got to, like, the third palace or the fourth palace or something like that. And I just couldn't keep going. Like, and I had forgotten to get things. Like, you need to get so many magic potions to increase your magic bar to learn new spells. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'd get to the maze palace where you fight the wizard. And since you don't have the I didn't have the reflect spell, like, you're dead. There's no other way to beat him. You have to have the reflect spell. So, and I keep dying, and I'm like, oh, this is driving me insane. So I go back to the town, the ambiguous town that is on the opposite side of the map, and I finally find the wizard. I'm like, oh, okay, gosh, I can get the spell now. And he's like, oh, no, come back when you're ready. Just come back when you're ready. And I'm like, dude, I'm ready now. Like, I am at this boss. I am ready. And I couldn't figure out what I was missing, so I had to go online, and it's like, oh, no, you got to get this magic potion first. And I'm like,
did he die?
Yeah. Hunter died.
Shit.
Wow. That just brings the legitimacy of the impact of this podcast to a whole new level.
You right there, Eric?
I mean, I, for one, am glad he's dead. Oh, he's back. Holy crap. Hi, Hunter.
As I was saying, completely missed this magic potion that I had to get. So I got it, and I beat the wizard, which is one of the easiest bosses in the game, because you literally just crouch and just bounce back the wave that he shoots at you. Because, like, all of the enemies up here, you got to be skilled. You got to know when to dodge, when to duck, when to stab. Whether if you should do the downward stab or if you should hold your ground. This guy, you just kind of stand there. Just waiting for those waves to come. So,
yeah.
I'll be happy when it's over.
Yeah. By the way, nice way to come back quickly from your death. Yeah. That was the second quickest resurrection of all time.
I got a lot of continues, so.
Good work. Popping those credits.
Konami code
that
all the way.
That deserves a medium clap.
That deserves it. Got to go with the Konami code.
So I kind of cheated this week.
You played what you brought, didn't you?
No, actually, no, I didn't, although I should have. But
I did that thing where I didn't play a retro game really, but I played a retro relevant game.
Okay.
I've started playing Braid.
Oh
yeah, dude, Braid is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not too far into it. I'm only like, I just started the third world, and I'm not like going back and like getting all the puzzle pieces and figuring stuff out like that yet. So I'm just kind of like blazing through. And without saying too much, if you've never played it, it's really interesting. At first, it just seems really straightforward. Oh, it's a platformer with a reversing time mechanic. But then you slowly like figure out this really clever, weird stuff. And there's a definite homage to Super Mario Brothers going on. That I look forward to the inevitable couple of aha moments as to where this narrative is going and how it involves that and why. Because there's this love story going on about this princess and this dude and their insecurity. Super interesting game. It definitely compels you to keep going to unravel more. And my mind was blown the first time I realized that not only can you hold a button down to reverse through time, you know, every time you die, you go back in time, but then, like, not everything travels back in time when you do that. So you can, like, manipulate different things. You're like, oh, I'm going to like this. This is cool. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's a side-scrolling platformer. I mean, who can complain about that? And then when it's made well, solid game so far.
Yeah, I think you can rewind like 30 minutes of game time.
Yeah, like right?
That, like something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's like the limit. It was like 30 minutes. And it's like, you don't really have to do that. Like,
no.
Because there's like extra special items to pick up that seem next to impossible to get. Mm-hmm. And like one of them is you have to stand there for 15 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. For the world or the level just to keep going. Mm-hmm. And then when you start the reverse time is when you can actually go and grab it. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I heard bits and pieces about the game. Mostly good, but I tried to just enter with zero expectations. And it's been a pleasant experience so far. So, yeah. Braid.
Good stuff. Did you play Limbo yet?
No.
Ooh, play Limbo.
Yeah, you should play Limbo right after Braid. It's like the anti-Braid.
Yeah,
really?
Better than Braid.
Okay. Noted. Oh, let's debate. Limbo versus Braid. Go. Non-retro showdown.
Yeah, that's
Hunter, opening statement.
Braid's better than Limbo.
Why?
Well, I mean, essentially, it's the same game. the bigger difference is that Braid takes more in a fantasy cloud kind of environment where Limbo is very real. Like there's one of the most iconic scenes from the game is your character is jumping on the sign, like a big giant flashing neon sign that says hotel. That's one of like kind of like the iconic screenshots from the game. And there's a lot more like real world environments and stuff like that. It's also a hell of a lot creepier.
Yeah. It's almost super depressing.
Like there's an option in the option menu that you can turn off the super violent deaths, which basically just makes the screen go darker faster when you die. But I think I crossed the line of really getting into it when you have to use dead bodies as a bridge to get from one side of the river to the other. I think that's when I was like, I was in 100%. I'm like, all right. So
opening statement time is up. Jason, rebuttal.
I think he just sold my game for me.
I was about to say, like, some of that doesn't sound like a bad thing, but who am I?
Braid's a lot more sadder. It's a much sadder game.
Yes. Like, they're both bleak, but Braid's kind of the empty, bleak kind of compared to
Limbo, like, slaps you in the face with it. Like, oh, I get it.
They're all
and
great.
The
there's more.
Started over again.
Yeah, there's more depth to Braid. You have to kind of look deeper into it to find the.
It's more abstract.
Yeah.
But not abstract in the point of like Thomas was alone. It's not like abstract. Like Thomas was alone. Story is like abstract to the point of. Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it.
I'm just saying. I like
that. No, I know.
I'm familiar.
Thomas was alone and is abstract to the point of it is kind of in your face, where Braid is just abstract and Limbo is in your face. So it kind of sits there right in the middle. All three great games.
So So, like, Thomas was alone, you would consider to be the emotional compromise between the two and the mood it sets?
No, I think it meant... Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, with Thomas was alone, like, when the game first starts out, you have no idea what's going on. And you're Thomas slowly starting to learn these characters and their personalities and that kind of thing. And then about halfway through the game, you realize exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. So you start with the abstract, but then you get slapped in the face with reality.
Okay.
Whereas in with Limbo, you are slapped in the face with reality at the get-go. And then the final scene is the, like, the final blow, the sword to the chest. And you're like, oh, seriously? That's what's been going on this whole time?
I like that you did that without spoiling it. Good work.
Whereas in with Braid, it's even after you finish the game, you have to go back and reread all of the texts and, you know, all of the cutscenes to kind of put everything, because a lot of it's out of place. Like, it doesn't happen chronologically.
Chronologically?
Chronologically.
Chronologically.
Smanner smishmo derper derp derp.
Ready!
Ready!
Fight!
Up the glass! 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 Up the glass!
Sounds like it's time for the listener email discussion question! Hi guys, Herpeter. The question you received about D-makes left me to ponder about technical limitations in retro games. What would they look like if they weren't limited in memory, length, processing, bad translations, early release date, etc.? So my question to you is, what retro game would you like to break out of its technical limitations? Would you go back and fix the glitches or the translation in the game? Would you change the control scheme or the platform to adapt the control to a better controller? Would you add rumble to increase immersion? Would you recover the levels, characters, power-ups that were cut from the final version? Thanks again, Big Joe 91, a.k.a. Big Jonathan 91, a.k.a. Joe, or John, or Jonathan. I don't know anymore. Those are his words, not mine.
Right.
Those are my words, not his.
What's your name again? Big John. Big Joe.
Big Joe.
I actually asked him directly which it is, and he didn't answer my question.
That is awesome. The myth continues. The legend persists.
Anyway.
Why? Why do you persist?
So kind of like with the last question about... it wasn't the last question, but I think it was the question beforehand about, like, the DLC and the patches and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't, like, one of the reasons that makes the games from what's considered retro so great is because of limitations, and it's because of, you know, having issues, or not having issues, but being so limited to, like, what the control scheme you can do and that kind of thing. Like, there are a ton of interesting stories. Like, one of the reasons why Mega Man is blue is because blue was more predominant in the color palette that they can choose from. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the reason why Mario wears a hat is so they didn't have to animate his hair waving in the wind. You know, like things like that is what makes the game the game. One of the things that's always boggled my mind, I think I even wrote about this somewhere. I don't know if it was on my blog or official VGHC, but I don't understand why from Mega Man game to Mega Man game, he constantly forgets the previous iteration's Robot Master's abilities. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, does Light wipe his brain between each
every
iteration?
Time. Thanks for saving the world! Now let's get rid of the tools you used in order to do that.
Yeah, well, like, there's some games that happen, like, something in the neighborhood of a couple of weeks, up to a month in between both games, and it's like, oh no, Dr. Wily's attacking Mega Man, come here. I gotta wipe your brain real quick. Like, this is, we can't do this. Like, I don't understand why I can't have Electman's ability when I'm fighting Hard Man from Mega Man 3. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I want Mega Rush. I want Rush Jet. I want, you know, the suit. I want him to be able to fly. Like, I want to do scuba stuff. Like, I want to do all of that all in one game.
You want to stick Mega Man 6 in, start the NES, and have over a few dozen or a couple
to choose from. Yeah,
to choose from already. Yeah, that'd
be well, I mean, why not? You know, they never explain why he suddenly loses his ability to use all the Robot Master abilities. Does it make any sense?
It applies to so many series, though, honestly.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's a robot. He is a machine. You know, like, if he control alt deletes his own brain, then he's dead. Like, you can't bring him.
Right.
You gotta boot from hardware if that happens. You gotta boot into the BIOS, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to do that subconsciously. It's just not going to happen. I don't know. I think Contra with a rumble would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd do that. Jason.
Jason, thoughts?
I'd like to see a lot of the Virtual Boy games redone now.
For like the 3DS?
Or the Oculus
no,
Rift?
No, with the Oculus Rift. Like, actual working, not gonna melt my brain, make me want to take a gun and put it in my mouth VR. I'll give it to Nintendo.
Oh, that kind of VR.
I'll give it Nintendo. They were so ahead of the game with this console.
Way too far.
Like, way too far ahead. Way too far ahead. But I think it'd be really cool to, you know, go through maybe a Mario Tennis or a Vertical Force, just done with proper technology.
Well, I think that most of those games have already been remade on better hardware. It's just not the same game. Really? I mean,
not with the VR aspect, though.
Does anybody really want Battle Clash, another light gun game? Does anybody really want that game?
I would love a VR light gun game.
Yeah.
Such a bad idea.
Nintendo was oddly prescient with stuff like that back in the day. Yeah. Like, I remember when the Game Boy camera came out, and briefly, the Guinness World Records listed it as the world's smallest mass-produced, publicly available camera.
Yeah,
it was years before we all had it on our cell phone. Years! Nobody was like, "Who?" It's crazy.
Good old Nintendo. Did you guys hear that their stocks went back to normal?
They did.
Yeah.
Nobody reported it.
Nobody reported that. No.
I hate people.
It's not news when Nintendo succeeds.
No.
Right. Well, if anybody succeeds, it's not news.
Good news is not news.
I thought it was.
We are
news
so profound tonight. No. I like Jason's twist on that.
I don't like Jason. His twist. I mean, I don't like his twist.
Well, yeah, see. Yeah, yeah. I had trouble with this question, but I did come up with this. You know how the NES has flickering problems if more than a few sprites are on the same scan line at a time? That's why in Double Dragon there's only two enemies on screen at any one time. I thought if the hardware was boosted just a little bit to have more sprites, think of the possibilities. You could have games with tons of enemies on screen, which would be super fun, but then you could also have more four-player games, like if Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, was actually four players, that'd be a lot of fun. If Contra was four players,
that would be nuts, man.
So, I mean, I thought about that for like 5 minutes. So I was like, yeah, that'd be legitimately super fun because you wouldn't die any less. Like, it'd be hilarious. Like, the weakest link in the chain, like the guy who's the worst at it, would just be dying all the time. It'd just be, you have three people to pick up the slack. Like, boss fights would be a lot easier, sure, but the rest of the game, not really. So
you could always just boost the HP of the bosses to fix that.
Yeah. If you pick four players, just have tweaks that, yeah. Hmm. So that's what I thought. It's just more games that would be four player. I mean, imagine a two-player Bionic Commando. Just imagine.
That'd be cool.
The possibilities are endless.
Two-player Mega Man? They were working on that a while ago. It was like a Mega Man 3 two-player.
Imagine like if you had to like pick and choose like who gets which robot. Like if you accidentally beat the wrong boss, like one of you is like hogging all the robot power.
So whoever gets the last hit and gets the power.
Yeah.
God, that would be a pain.
That'd be interesting. That'd add a whole new layer. Yeah. Okay, so Marble Madness. It is two-player. What if it was four? Four Marble? I mean, I'm the biggest Marble Madness geek, so I think that'd be awesome. But
let's make it VR. Four-player.
Wireless download.
Yeah.
Couch co-op.
The marbles are right there.
Whoa. You just blew my mind a little bit, Jason.
The marbles are right there.
It's
seriously,
like I
can
touch the marbles.
Them.
It's like they're really there.
What about like a four-player Street Fighter?
Whoa!
With marbles.
All right, now it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. Don't have to bring marbles into every conversation, Jason.
Street Fighter versus Marble Madness.
I wouldn't even make it. That's like you're throwing apples to rocks conversation. It's like, you know, just going to Hadouken and it's over. Because you're just a dinky little marble. Wait, are they big marbles?
Yeah, they're like...
like ginormous marbles?
They're human-sized marble marbles.
Yeah, well, the marble madness would win every time. Just steamroll people.
Yeah.
Coming through! And then the little wand appears above your head, give you some extra points. It's a giant wand. Oh, and if you got destroyed, this giant broom would come down and sweep
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh my gosh, why aren't we making this right now? I am so on board now.
Kickstarter!
I just want to see the giant broom come down.
Can we do this?
Like all menacing and like the whole screen shakes and then it's like slowly sweeping you up. Like
at Indie Man. PopCon, can we pretend we're developing this? Actually tell
oh
them,
that'd
yeah,
be like
we're
a
making
yeah,
a,
like artificial buzz about a fake game not actually in development.
With sell shirts.
That's actually a great idea. See how many producers we can get.
It's kind of a brilliant idea.
Oh, hi. Are you a potential backer?
Yeah. They're thinking of doing a game jam there as well.
Street Fighter versus Marble Madness? You didn't even heard about this yet? Yeah, where have you been?
Duh.
Living underneath an indie game rock?
Blanca just starts rolling and keeps going.
Man.
Good old Blanca.
That's a good idea.
You're a good idea.
I don't know what that means. I feel a little dirty now.
Good.
Just a little
good.
Dirty.
Good.
Savor it. Enjoy it.
That is an excellent idea, though. We should totally come up with a fake game idea and start peddling it to developers. Like something that is just so crazy, but there's just that little twinge of possibility on the end of it.
Dennis Hopper Assistant Simulator.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Man, if we could get somebody who sounds like Dennis Hopper.
Or a Dennis Hopper lookalike. A Dennis Hopper. Okay, One More Castle is looking for a Dennis Hopper lookalike actor, please. That would be a. I could write press releases. We get mainstream.
If I go to goatee and dye it.
You don't need to dye it, Jason. You look fine.
So, wait, are we going. No, I mean dye it gray.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Like, so am I being young? Are we being young Dennis Hopper here? Is that what we're looking for?
Oh, no, we need a...
We're being Super Mario Brothers era Dennis Hopper.
So what is that, 93, 92?
94.
We can get some screenshots together.
Yeah.
Five.
Two. Man, that's an excellent idea. That's what we should do.
Yep.
I don't know.
Nope, that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
you do. You know, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
You're already writing down specs. Required hardware.
I don't know about that stuff. I'm not very smart on that kind of stuff.
Jason, make something up.
Yeah, Jason, make it sound legitimate.
Well, we contacted the estate of Dennis Hopper, and you know they're really interested in you know preserving the film legacy of the actor.
This doesn't sound like hardware specs at
all. No, hold on, I'm getting to it.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Essentially, we're developing the Dennis Hopper Assistant Simulator. It's going to be a game for the Oculus Rift. And essentially, you're going to be going through the day-to-day activities of helping Dennis Hopper prepare for his film roles. The game is actually going to judge your score on how well you do in serving Dennis Hopper's needs. So, you know, delivering a script, getting him a coffee on set, you know, driving him to and from places. We're looking for quarter four, 2015.
Okay, so that was the little bit that makes this real, is developing it for the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
That is what makes... That's when people are like...
At this point, nobody
really?
Knows what's going on with the Oculus Rift. You can make a
exactly.
You can make anything.
It's, It's such an ambiguous thing that you could be, oh no, Oculus
we're making,
Rift, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
that,
blah, blah, blah.
We're doing Marvel Madness first person for the Oculus Rift.
For the Oculus Rift, yeah, we just got our dev kits a little while ago. We're waiting for the updates. Yeah, we're really excited.
It's like being inside a giant hamster wheel in an abstract polygon environment.
Never thought how easy it would be to get a response from John Carmack. It's crazy. Yeah. Just Romero's name drop like there's like it's nobody's business. That's perfect, yeah, Jason.
Jonathan Blow called it a masterpiece. I mean, Phil Fish just wet himself.
But that's something he does on occasion anyway.
On the regular.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
There we go.
I'm out of here.
Phil Fish is producing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good luck
Cannot
with that.
Cannot be reached for comment.
Of course not. The best part about that would be is people would go to Phil Fish and be like, are you really involved with this? And he wouldn't give him a straight answer. He'd be like, oh, shut up. Go away. Don't bother me. And I was like, holy crap. Phil Fish is on board with the Dennis Hopper Assistant Simulator? Really?
And then when he actually does listen to the pitch, he is on board.
Oh, okay.
Because like the first question will be like, well, what's your funding like? Like,
he
holy
shows
shit,
up
really?
To Indie PopCon as Dennis Hopper. He wants to be Dennis Hopper.
With glasses.
With glasses.
We could probably pay you off to be Phil Fish, Jason.
Yeah, actually.
How well do you speak French?
Bonjour. Ah oui, Tabanac. Montreal. Orange. Pamplemousse.
We can borrow Pierre for this part.
Jacques Cousteau?
Really?
Really?
All right, somebody get Jason Rosetta Stone so we can be ready for this.
Should have taken that French after grade 9.
One of my favorite recent jokes on the site is when the Echo the Dolphin feature went up and someone said Zach Cousteau, because Zach Smith was one of the writers. Music break! Stephen Kennedy, a fast-paced, fun Batman NES remix, Good Times Party. It actually is one of my favorite remix tunes. I've liked it for like 10 years now. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the coolest part of our show, really. It's what the rest of it just builds up to. For anyone unfamiliar, each of us hosts has secretly chosen a retro game. We have 1 minute to reveal the game we've chosen, and then we just spend the rest of the podcast kind of arguing about who picked the best game.
So that's fun, but the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the three on a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully our arguments will entertain and persuade you. Feel free to leave comments on the podcast pages as well. Two episodes ago, for episode 70, the theme was games with product placement. And the winner was Jason! Jason won! I feel like I haven't won in months.
I know I haven't. It's the quality of games I bring.
But I will say, if there was any week for you to win it, I'm glad it was that one, because I voted for Pepsi Man. Pepsi Man totally deserves
Why?
That thing. Have you looked at it? It looks so fun. Like, I'd play it.
Pepsi Man.
I'd play it before Tapper, for
Whoa,
sure.
Whoa, don't, no, Hunter, you Hunter, because don't, you've played don't piss Tapper. Off our sponsors.
Oh, yeah, that's that's why we don't have sponsors, because it would be me who would piss them off.
But no, Pepsi Man beat both Tapper and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game on NES.
Sweet victory.
Good work.
Relish, Jason. Relish. On a hot dog. So,
tonight's theme is games with gaming consoles in them. You heard correctly. So, Jason?
All right.
Boy, I guess if you have a minute on the clock for me, I suppose.
Guess
I can
go.
Ready. So, in 1998, a game was released that changed everything. It was called Pokemon Blue Version. And if you're a fan of RPGs, this just... Wow. See, I used to be impressed growing up if an RPG let you switch out members of your party. Like, oh, you have six characters, you can put three of them in there. In Pokemon, you can have hundreds of characters. There's 150 different creatures you collect, battle. It defies description. It's a game you have to play. I can't do it justice in words. It's a phenomenon. If you haven't heard of it, you must have been living on Mars, because it's just awesome. It's one of the all-time greatest video games ever created. Pokemon Blue for Game Boy.
Huh. What was in the game?
A Super Nintendo, I believe.
Yeah,
let me double check
in his
that.
Room.
Yeah. In every Pokemon game in your bedroom, there's a...
Damn it.
...console that matches the generation of the Pokemon game.
I didn't even
and
think
Hunter
of that.
Damn. That's hilarious.
Are you ready Steam to follow that up?
Steam sucks.
Can we get a fact checker on the live stream to confirm?
Where's Valerie?
Is it a Super Nintendo?
Or is it Chronoslinger? Who's our fact checker? I can't remember. Yeah. Is it Chronoslinger? We have so many. We make so many mistakes.
It's not that we make so many mistakes. It's just that we make one or two big ones every week.
Right. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. Click, 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 click.
I will click, say click, Paul click. Sharp cannot believe that Jason beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 on the product placement week. That's hilarious. He is outraged. Outraged. And yes, I have been called eBay to the guy who...
Yeah, it's in Pokemon Red. The SNES.
Yep.
Or Blue.
It's super,
whatever
it
you
is.
Pick.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Hunter?
I picked Blue right. version.
Yeah.
So. I picked the Blue version.
Okay, Hunter.
Hunter's going to pick him.
You may... Begin.
Having struggled with this week's theme, obviously, saddled with only titles that were made outside of the 2000-year window or games that somebody's already brought, I set my eyes to the only release of the classic series, the mega blockbuster hit for the Super NES, released on September of 1995. It's Mega Man 7.
Ooh.
After receiving the upgrade rush search from Dr. Light, having your robot canine companion search the floor for useful items, you'll come across a hidden Nintendo Game Boy that does absolutely nothing in the game. Oh, and you get the battle kick-ass robot masters in pursuit of Dr. Wily as he tries to take over the world yet again. It's Mega Man 7!
All right. We got some AAA titles going on tonight.
Seven. I didn't even think about Pokemon.
I guess I'll
wait. Let's see what Jason brings.
Right. See what Jason brings.
All right. So in 1998, A game was released that changed everything. It was a game called Pokemon Red.
Oh, God. Come on.
Now, I was surprised at the fact that in other RPGs, you couldn't switch out your party members, but in Pokemon, it let you do that.
Are you serious right now? Are you seriously doing this right now?
This release for the Game Boy. And it was a worldwide phenomenon. That's it's Pokemon Red for the Game Boy.
Wow. Yep.
You do realize, Jason, that our vote is going to get split.
I know.
So we're probably going to lose to Mega Man. Can you believe that? We picked a Pokemon game. We're going to lose to Mega Man 7. People aren't going to be able to get a set between Red and Blue.
Well, I had a super hard time with this because...
Yeah, I really racked my brain. It's really... I know there's more out there. I just kind of... Pokemon
well,
Blue
the ones that
right
I kept
away.
Thinking of were outside of the 2000s. So, like, you know, like Luigi's Mansion, he's got the Game Boy Horror, which is just a Game Boy Color. Mm-hmm. And Mario Kart Double Dash, you play on top of a Nintendo GameCube. Yeah. And Jason already bought Metal Gear Solid, which has a PlayStation sitting in one of the desks. And when you're in the lab, it's, I mean.
Yeah. I thought of Q-Bert as an NES controller, but not a actual console. And there's some games that have arcade cabinets in them, but I wasn't sure if those counted as consoles. So,
had the same debate with me on Donkey Kong 64. Because there's an arcade that you can play, and I was going to pick that one. And I was like, arcades aren't consoles, technically.
Yeah, that's where I went with it, too.
I just went for Mega Man 7.
All right.
That's not a bad choice, but Pokemon Blue is better than Red. I just want to get that clear
so
we don't split the vote.
No.
Blue is superior.
Nope.
I would love to hear your argument about which of these crappy games is your
Pokemon
favorite.
Red has better exclusive Pokemon.
What does that even mean?
Not true.
Okay. What does that don't you need both games to get the full experience?
You do.
Caterpie is better than Weedle.
No.
Yeah, totally. Metapod versus Kakuna? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Beedrill's better than Butterfree.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. Butterfree
takes they're in both games.
Aren't all of them in both games?
No.
No.
In Pokemon Red, you can get Ekans, Arbok, Oddish Gloom, Vileplume, Mankey, Primate, Growlithe, Arcanine, Scyther, and Electabuzz.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. I will admit that the Oddish Gloom evolution line is a lot better than the Weepinbell evolution line, but Vulpix and Ninetales are better than Growlithe and Arcanine.
Arcanine's more powerful.
Definitely. But Ninetales are better. Faster. More speed.
I always had Ekans and Arbok on my team.
Speed's the most important trait in the game, my friend.
No.
Scyther? What the hell are you guys talking about?
Here's the thing. The mascot for Pokemon Blue is Squirtle. The mascot for Red is Charmander.
Yeah.
Who would win in a battle? Squirtle. Easily.
Could you guys start speaking English? Like, none of this makes any sense to me.
Listen,
what are you talking about?
We're talking about that Pokemon number 125, Electabuzz, is exclusive to Red.
Okay, Electabuzz is better than Magmar. I cannot win that argument. You are correct on that one. I can't even... I'm
screwed. You guys are a bunch
there.
Of geeks.
Wow. That's a toughie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, guys.
However, it's great, though, because unlike Mega Man, we can play two-player.
That's true. We can trade, we can battle, we can become Pokemon Masters only with the power of friendship.
It says so right there on the box.
Can't do it on your own.
You also need a connector cable as well.
Well, yeah. Gotta catch them all, though.
I never understood the whole Pokemon phase. Like, I never got it. Like, I've done some really in-depth research on Game Freak and how they came up with the idea of Pokemon and Pocket Master or Monsters and all of this stuff, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And this is from a guy who loves collecting things in video games.
It's because you're dead inside, Hunter. It's because you're dead inside.
You know what,
though? That may be true.
Scyther is also better than Pinsir, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, come on.
He is.
But
it's the same game.
I actually really like Meowth, like the Payday move.
Yeah.
I paid
Payday's
off
great.
So much with that. That's worth something. But, man, I forgot. Scyther and Electabuzz.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good one, too. Like, Pinsir's good, but it's not that good.
The Primeape sucks. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I know. He's just...
Sandslash is a lot better than Arbok. I know you used Ekans and Arbok all the time, but Sandslash is so much better.
I had a full Dark team, though. Sorry, Poison team.
Yeah, I was about to say, Dark didn't exist in Blue and Red.
Poison.
Yeah, back when Poison, like, there was no Ghost exclusive, so all the Ghost Pokemon who were supposed to be strong against Psychic, not only did they not have any Ghost exclusive moves, but they were also Poisons, they were weak to Psychic. If you had a decently strong Psychic Pokemon in Blue or Red, they would blow everything away. I would have an Alakazam. I would give it Psychic twice.
Nice.
And just blitz through the Elite Four. One hit kill every time if he was high enough special attack. Oh, those were the days.
Now I want to play Pokemon.
Yeah.
Where's my 3DS?
I gave my Blastoise Ice Beam just to deal with the
had to give him Ice
grass
Beam.
Type of my nemesis. But I also gave him Dig.
Oh. See, I always use Bulbasaur.
Electric. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's always my starter.
I took a turn with each. Came back to Squirtle more times than the others.
Fair enough.
I like Blastoise a lot.
Yeah, Blastoise is cool.
Even though I know he's not really the strongest of the three, I just like him.
He's a much cooler blue character than Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true. That is true.
I'd be more afraid of his two cannons than Mega Man's one.
Oh. Yep. Also, our fact checker has checked in. Thank you, Chronoslinger. Super Nintendo is indeed in the Game Boy version of Pokemon. You are clear. Thank you, sir. I'm really glad I didn't misremember that.
Yeah. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
Just disqualified.
Wah, wah.
So, Hunter. Yeah. What? Mega Man 7. Tell me. Sell it to me. What's the difference than the previous six Mega Mans?
Nothing. Graphics.
That's it?
Yep. New robot masters. New music. Same old gameplay.
Not the worst thing.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing.
But it's a lot better than Pokemon, I can tell you that.
Oh, now, earlier you went so far as to say that Pokemon games were crappy?
Yes, Pokemon games are crappy.
How can you even consider saying that? They're really good games.
I own Pokemon Blue. I got it when it was released, because I bought into all the hype that Nintendo Power fed me as a child, and I've regretted the purchase for my birthday gift ever since.
And you didn't have, like, Pokemon cards or anything as a kid?
No.
What? Do you not have an attention span, maybe?
I do.
Were you expecting, sit down once and, play it like a Mega Man game?
No, I was expecting some sort of form, even a resemblance of gameplay, rather than just hitting the A button to attack the whole time.
No, you're simplifying it. That's like saying in Mega
Man,
simplifying
all
you do is hit the A button to attack.
Well, no, because you jump as well.
Yeah,
and right, and in Pokemon you use special attacks, physical attacks, weaknesses or strengths, there's different wild Pokemon, there's items, there's
trainers, there's
gym trainers, badges, Pokemon that you can trade to evolve, use stones to evolve, Pokemon that don't evolve, some that you can choose whether or not. Advantages and disadvantages to each. There's a bicycle. You can fish.
There is a bicycle.
There is.
I mean, it's not the greatest game of all time unless you can fish in it. I mean, Ocarina of Time, Pokemon Blue.
Link's Awakening.
That's my case. Link's, that's a good game.
It is.
That might be, wow.
Garner's another playthrough.
But Pokemon Blue is so much better.
At least Pokemon Blue and Yellow and Red, those first iterations of the series, are all they are is just watered-down childish RPG games. That's all they are.
No!
Yeah, no, it is. There were so many other RPGs out and about, even for the Game Boy, that were a lot more immersed and had a better storyline and better storytelling, plot development, character development.
No, there weren't. Name 30.
Name 30?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it wasn't for me. I mean, you...
Okay, name three. Name on three. On the Game Boy with better on gameplay. On the Game Boy,
Final Fantasy. Wizards and Warriors and Gauntlet. There you go.
Those are not RPGs and they're not better. Final Fantasy, maybe, but even that's a stretch.
Well, if you think about it, every game is a role-playing game.
Well,
Lord, we are not having this.
I could make that argument better than my last one, so let me go for it. No, to me, Pokemon was boring. I mean, like, the idea of going out in the wild and catching these beasts was a neat idea. Okay, and then when you have to do it 150 times...
You don't have to, though.
Really?
No, you don't. You do it.
What's the phrase on the box?
Gotta catch them all.
Okay. Pokemon Blue version.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
Some people say you gotta smoke some crack. But I don't see a smoking crack.
What?
I've never heard anybody say that.
You're hanging out in the wrong neighborhoods.
good for that.
Okay.
Sounds like some neighborhoods.
I'm just saying, are you going to do everything that you read? Or that people tell you?
When it comes to a video game, I want to get the 100% experience that the developer has designed for me as a player. Yes, I'm going to go full hilt with it.
Okay, Hunter, I will play devil's advocate for one moment. Because I think the point you're tiptoeing around, I think you're trying to say that Pokemon is repetitive.
Would you? Yes.
Okay. To that, I would say, if you enjoy doing something once, why wouldn't you do it over and over and over?
Yeah.
Like, the thrill of catching a new Pokemon, so fun. I'm willing to do it 100 times.
Yeah. You haven't seen those Pokemon before? They have new abilities?
You run into a legendary bird, and you're like, ah! You freak out.
Yeah. You're debating whether to use your magic, your Master Ball, or save it to later.
No, I gotta save it from Mewtwo. But if I could catch it with an Ultra Ball, I'd be so thrilled with myself, so...
No.
End up saving the Master Ball, losing the bird, having to find it again.
Yeah.
The second time, just as thrilling.
Slow roll into the game. It's a slow Pokeball roll. It's a slow roll.
Maybe I like my rolls slowed. I can't even say the phrase quickly.
No, I can't, because it's just a jumble of words. There's too many syllables. I have to speak in two syllables or less. That's the best way that my brain keeps clicking.
All right.
I like how the word syllable is three syllables long.
Right. It just completely kills my argument.
Abbreviation is a strangely long word.
Okay, so it's been a long time since I've played Pokemon Blue, and apparently you guys are just absolute fanatics about it. So let me just ask you a very simple question to help me through this turmoil that I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
Because I've never been slapped in the face with so much Pokemon bullshit in my life. So I'm struggling to keep going. The Pokemon that you... the Pokemon... Apparently there's a correct pronunciation. That you get set up with at the very beginning of the game. You've got three to choose from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long is that Pokemon relevant?
As long as you want it to be.
Yeah.
If you keep it strong, I always kept mine through the whole game.
Mind you, in the newest one, I dumped mine.
Right, yeah. So how long in the game do you play until you get that, you were able to catch that better Pokemon?
It depends on how well you train them. Any Pokemon, it's just up to you to find the potential of the ones you like. Any Pokemon can be strong.
Yeah, you just gotta level them up.
With the exception of Magikarp.
Yeah.
Or Abra. Well, even Abra.
I don't know what any of that means. Let's just say you're trying to blaze through the end of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How long is that first Pokemon going to last?
It could last the entire time.
It's up to you.
You could do nothing if you want but fight with that one Pokemon.
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
Super tough. That'd be actually kind of a worthy challenge I want to go try right now with Squirtle.
Yeah, but it could be done. Or you could go and you could catch these other Pokemon that suit your playstyle, train them, and then use them to beat the game.
See, Pokemon appeals to people who, you know how there's sports fans who like aren't real quote-unquote sports fans. They cheer for teams because they like the logo or the mascot. They pick their brackets and March Madness or fantasy football based on which mascot would kill the other one. Oh, clearly a lion would kill a Patriot. Pokemon's the same way. You can get as into it as you want. If you're super into the analytical, statistical, I'm going to EP my stat max, whatever, go for it. If you just want the cute Pokemon, go for it. If you want to match your personality to the Pokemon, great. If you're a creepy weirdo who only wants to use a certain couple types, awesome. It's up to you.
You could have 6 mucks and name them all after poop.
Well, you just had to go there, didn't you? We couldn't go one week.
That doesn't entice me to play this game.
Without mentioning poop.
Your sister brought it up. I had to.
Oh, that's the worst
but
excuse.
You can do anything you want. It's full of limitless possibilities.
It's just not my. It's not the kind of game that I'd want to play because basically you're a bug catcher. That's all you're doing.
Is there too much fun? Which,
did you never enjoy catching bugs as a kid and like trying to get the biggest bug to kill another bug?
No.
I once found like this huge beetle in the bathhouse once of a place, and it was like
the bathhouse
sawing. It was a summer camp, you know, the big shower.
What? Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, moist environment.
So are you in Greece? Is it the yes. Is it the year 200?
Yeah, I was in Athens with my sandals and.
Right.
But no, like you get huge bugs and fight them. That's fun. That's good time. That's not something to like down and insult and ashamed.
You asked that question to the guy who has said on multiple times on this podcast that he refuses to see what the outcome is. And a link to the past when you swipe the Kokus too much. Like, I know what happens. They attack you. The chickens attack you. But I will never do it in the game, personally. Like, so, I feel bad when I run people over in Grand Theft Auto. Really? I feel awful.
Really?
I mean, I go back and I take their money, but I feel awful the whole time.
I thought you were going to say you go back and run them over again.
No.
So,
like,
philosophically...
Like, I feel bad.
From a philosophy standpoint, you are arguing that if you have a prior awareness of what the outcome will inevitably be, the journey to get there is not a worthwhile experience? The
All I'm trying to say
is enough for you?
Is that there's a reason why dog fighting is illegal in the United States.
We are
Pokemon
the leaps
is
here.
The childish version of dog fighting. You're taking animals and you're defenseless animals and pitting them against other defenseless animals and a bout to the finish.
But
and you guys are okay with that.
Isn't that the same? No, think of it this way. You're Mega Man. You have a creator who has built a sentient robot and essentially sending him out to fight other robots who've then decorates himself in the pieces of these other robots' bodies to gain different powers. And at the end, he wipes his mind. Isn't that more cruel?
Also, well, Hunter, I know for a fact you're a fan of Double Dragon 2, a game in which you punch women in the face.
Wow. You're
going to take the ethical route.
So
They've
are
got
you?
Chains and stuff. You got to hit them, man.
Yeah, and these Pokemon shoot like lightning and stuff. You got to.
Yeah, dangerous.
But here's the difference between playing as Mega Man and playing Pokemon. As Mega Man, yes, Jason, you are correct. This sentient being is going out and destroying other robots, but you get to control him. In Pokemon, you control Ash, who is whipping these Pokemon into doing what he wants them to do. That's the difference. If I was playing as Dr. Light, and I was in front of a computer screen making Mega Man do whatever he wanted to do, then the argument would work, but doesn't.
But how don't you know? How do you know that? How isn't he sitting at a computer doing that?
Because he's half blind, man. Have you seen Dr. Light? He's old.
He built a robot. Obviously, he can do very intricate things.
No, him and Dr. Wily built the robot. It was a team effort.
Oh,
Was it not? Never. Was it not?
I look forward to seeing if the listeners base their votes on any kind of trendy psychobabble.
Animal cruelty.
And, you know, they're slaves.
And then you,
oh,
put,
yeah,
them in that, you put them in
it's
that tiny Pokeball, which is like the smallest cage in the world, and you guys are okay with that. Gosh.
It's a video game.
I'm calling PETA.
I straight up murder people in video games.
I'm calling PETA.
Put me in jail. Or better yet, put me in virtual jail.
Yeah. I've never stolen anything from Link's Awakening either.
See, that's fun to do once. Just once.
Not gonna
once
do
you
it.
See the YouTube video, I understand. I understand.
Oh, I've seen the video.
I understand. But I would Pokemon never do it, is yeah, it's just fun. Safari Zone? Fun.
Oh,
just
awesome.
Oh, that's Safari great. Zone.
No. I don't even know what that means.
That's you get Pinsir, it's awesome.
And execute.
It's no Mega Man.
Yeah, you're right. It is no Mega Man.
That's right.
You know, Mega Man 7 is not exactly the best game in the series, and you know it.
No, I do. But it was fun to see classic Mega Man in 16-bit color. I thought that was neat. I thought the shop was a neat idea. Yeah. Pick up bolts, and then you can use those as currency to buy different, to buy more lives or energy tanks. Or I thought that was a good idea. Bailey's doing something. We don't know what he's doing, though.
Neither do I.
What'd you do, Bailey?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Isn't that like idolizing false prophets or something like that?
What?
I didn't say I'm worshiping Pikachu.
I am. I'll say it.
He can't even speak English. He says his name. What's which is, I don't know
remember,
about you guys.
Catch,
that is super
quick story,
annoying.
Quick story. It is annoying, but quick story. I remember being completely unaware of the Pokemon phenomenon. Like 100% completely unaware. Until a friend of mine at the time was saying Pikachu, Pikachu, which to me just sounded like random gibberish. Like I was staring at him like, what are you saying? Pikachu? What does that mean? He's like, you don't know? Like I must have seemed like some kind of freak, you know. But then I got the game and I was like, wow, this is what Pikachu is.
It's nice. Amazing.
Just doesn't do anything for me. Just doesn't
You're
do
just
anything for me.
Killing me.
It's
here.
Just a different kind of game, you know. Like it's just one of those games that it just. Oh, geez, really, guys? We stop with all the Pikachu crap. Like it's what? All over the screen.
Listen, just because Pokemon is the best game you could possibly ever play,
that's not true.
Pikachu is even the best. Well, he's one of the top tier characters in the original Smash Brothers game.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
No.
No other character can edgeguard like he can. No, but I mean, top tier easily. Duh. Like not even a question or a debate.
No, I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is bad.
So wrong.
Pokemon. God. Is this what we're coming to?
I think the voting will show the truth. I think the truth will be revealed. I think I'm not even worried. Pokemon Blue is still superior to Red. Blue as a color is better anyway.
No, Red is better. Red is
all aggressive and fiery and
the color
passionate.
Of passion for Pokemon.
What was that, Pikachu? Could you say it again?
It's Red.
No, I'm sorry. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear what you're saying.
Pokemon.
Ugh.
Pikachu.
Ugh.
Ugh.
You guys.
So, I bet your wife's a fan of Pokemon.
Honey, do you like Pokemon?
No.
She says no.
Oh, wow. Jason just got...
She says it was a stupid game. Wait, do you like Mega Man? She loves Mega Man.
What? What?
I just got a vote right there.
What is this? You can't bring wives into this.
This is Team Hunter, man. Watch out. We are a force to be reckoned with.
Force of horrible taste.
Oh!
Taste none the same.
Tasteless.
I like Pokemon Snap. That was a fun game. I like
taking photos. Oh, yeah, because it's a rail shooter. That's why you like it.
It's not a rail shooter. You got to do things to get certain Pokemon to come out. You got to take the best photo. It was fun. It was innovative. It wasn't, let's grind until you can't grind anymore. Okay, it's not natural to grind in this game, so let's fight the boss. And you're too overpowered. There's no gameplay. There's no storyline. There's no plot. Where did this guy's dad go? That was the other thing that always confused
me. His dad
me.
Got run over by a train.
What?
Yeah. Duh.
What do you mean? He just got ran over by a train.
That's what killed him. You don't survive getting run over by a train.
He's dead?
Especially in Japan. And those trains are fast.
Yeah, they're like bullets.
Really, Jason?
Yep. Bullets.
Final arguments! Hunter, why should anyone vote for the worst Mega Man game of the series?
Because it's not Pokemon.
Good luck with that theory, with the voting this episode. Jason, why should anyone vote for the inferior Generation 1 Pokemon game?
You should vote for the superior Pokemon Red, because 1, has better exclusives, 2, it's a better color, and 3, it's my birthday.
No, this weekend is your birthday.
I need this.
It's going to be my birthday in 6 days. What's your...
It's going to be mine in 2.
No, wait, 5 days. I can't... I'm so bad at math, guys. I'm so bad.
My birthday's not till Halloween.
We know.
We know.
So, you should vote for Pokemon Blue because... to be honest, it just comes down to taste. Red does have better exclusive Pokemon. I'm just going to admit that straight up. And just going to hope for the best. Because Scyther and Electabuzz, I mean, I'm screwed this week.
Don't have any idea what any of that means. So.
And that's the podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I want to thank the live stream viewers that not only viewed but also left comments. I'd like to give a shout out to Valerie Minnick, Jason Lamb, Jonathan Haley, Halehu, Chronislinger, Captain Knucklehead, Paul Sharp. A couple of people that apparently tuned in but didn't say anything, such as, well, there's a couple of them.
There's a couple of them.
If you want a shout out, you got a comment. Let's just put it that way. Comment on the live stream. But also, if you want to send us a listener email discussion question, the email address is podcast@onemorecastle.com. It's real simple. Ask us a question and we will discuss it on the episode. And lastly, I do want to reemphasize on onemorecastle.com at the very bottom, there's kind of a sitemap, very summarized version. The bottom rightmost selection is free publicity for nerdcore musicians. If you click that link, there's a submission form, and you can use it to submit songs from chiptune, nerdcore, and other artists that you believe would be appropriate for this podcast. So please, if you know someone who does chiptunes or like Nintendo rap, I don't know, just submit them. We want to feature new music on the site and let people download it for free. It's a great promotional opportunity for people. So get the word out. Use that link. Submit your favorite artist. I will check next week, see if any of them came in. And if they didn't, I will scold you like a parent.
Or like a Pokemon master.
Yes, I choose you.
Pikachu?
Oh, musician God. 2?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And I'd like to give a shout out to Pepsi Man, who should be a Pokemon.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
Hunter! Shout outs! Shameless
plugs. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric
Shaving
Hunter.
Cream recommendation.
I dry shave. So.
Turkey based recipes.
I don't cook. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is iamericm.com.
It's pretty decent.
It's okay. I'm trying to make it better. And my shout out goes to Miss Valerie Minnick, who hooked me up with a bobblehead stormtrooper who looks like a block.
What? That's cool. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I call him Gary too.
Yes. Okay.
Gary too. I already have another Gary, so he's Gary 2.
Has he found the droids he's looking for?
No, Gary 2 is stuck on the 13th floor in a sewer. In the trash compaction level.
Where he has to fight
It's a long story. That's where he lives. He's got a pad. He's a ladies' man.
So it's kind of a smelly pad. Ew, smelly pad.
Yep. Kind of like Pokemon.
You're not getting anything for that.
I'm not getting any votes this week.
Yeah, you will. Any votes. You'll get. There will be that one person who passionately agrees with you about how overrated and stupid Pokemon is. You'll get that.
Well, I need to go on a crusade
stupid little vote.
I need to go on a crusade like Joshua Caleb and Zach Smith.
Go for it. Tweet a couple times a day for the next week. See how many votes you get. So hopefully, if a few new people listen to the podcast, it's totally worth it. Go for it. Pimp the crap out of your vote. Whatever. I don't care. Go for it.
Whoa. Is that what you do to your Pokemon? You pimp them out? That's
disgusting. And last but not least, listeners, please remember, you are a bad enough dude.